Hello, pet. I want you to get nice and comfortable for me. We're going to help you go very deep. And when we're done with sliding you into a deep, slick, relaxing trance, we are going to help you to visualize a whole new you. So get somewhere comfortable and safe for me. Somewhere where you can relax utterly without interruption. And then we'll begin. Just listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself slide away. Because if you're listening to me, then you must have a genuine interest in change. Or else you wouldn't bother sitting through my voice and the experiences that will follow. You may find it easier and easier to go under for me if you allow yourself to forget about everything else. It might be easiest to just let everything slide away, because the easiest trances, I find, are the ones that come once you've forgotten the details you're overriding. If we're going to change your body, wouldn't it be easier if there were no body there in the first place, if the old body were simply wiped away? Night, night, pet. Sleep. Let yourself go. Now, if you have experience with my voice, then it may be very, very easy for you to let it lull you into a state you've been in before. That's all hypnosis really is. Returning to a state that you've learned to impose on your own mind. Now, that doesn't mean that it's always you in charge of going to sleep, pet. Night, night, pet. It simply means that your brain has learned to put you in a very specific state when certain things happen. And that can be as simple as a voice, or as simple as three words, night, night, pet. But the thing is, really what happens is you start wanting what you're trying to do to your own mind, or what I'm trying to do to your mind. And you may find that that's the easiest way to look at things. It could be that as you listen, you slip deeper and deeper. It's very, very easy to listen if you want to listen. Now, night, night, pet. Imagine for me the template of your body. You've learned to work within the framework of your body, to know where everything is when you're awake and moving. But when you're asleep, pet, when you sleep, now you realize it can be very easy to forget about your body entirely. And in those first moments of waking, when the body hasn't fully returned to the mind, when your image of the body is still vague, faded, dreamlike, those are the moments that we can exploit to help you remember a new body. But your body isn't all that's going to change, of course. Think about all the things that come with your body, a female body or a male body, the sensual and the personality traits that you've learned to associate with it, the parts of you that make you, you. If you remove that body and replaced it with something else entirely, doesn't it make sense that that new template, that new body, would come with its own behaviors, its own intrinsic qualities? And you may find that if we replace your old body with a new body and with new qualities, then resisting them is simply something that's not beneficial. Compare it to resisting the urges and tendencies of your own body. Doing that almost always ends up messy. Resisting your need to sleep, pet. Resisting your desire to relax, to rest. It all comes with negative consequences. And that's why resisting the implications and desires of your new body would be a bad idea. And since you know it's a bad idea, you may find it very easy not to do it. Because after all, doing what your body is expected to do is one of the easiest and most natural things in the world. And as you listen to my voice, we're going to let you relax into that dreamlike state that comes right before waking. That state where your old body is just a faded memory, and where you may have, if you've had very vivid dreams, no idea which body, the body of the dream or the body of reality, is the so-called real body. And if your mind is in that state, doesn't it just make sense that, like a lucid dream, you can choose which body you want to have? Envision in your mind's eye your body from head to toe. No shyness here. You're far too relaxed. If you try to think critically about that body at all, you may find that the pleasant euphoria of a dreamlike state washes over. You may find my voice induces that euphoria as we go deeper. Now, think. Now, relax. Your body before your eyes. Remember it. Hold it in your mind's eye, from head to toe, tip to stern, every detail. And as you listen, from tip to toe, that body starts to fade, because you may find that the reason it fades is that you're starting to remember that dreamlike state we talked about earlier. The state right before waking, whether it's waking from trance or waking from sleep, where every inch of you is perfectly capable of being forgotten, where you are capable of letting it be forgotten what you look like, what you act like, where the dream can be more real than the reality because you're floating halfway. And now, as you listen to my voice, you'll notice that image is harder and harder to hold in your mind's eye, because you're trying to hold the memory of that dreamlike state I mentioned, and the memory of your body, and all of the mannerisms that go with your body. And as the image of the dreamlike state, night-night pet, becomes more and more intense, it becomes that much harder to hold on. You may find it's easiest to let go of your body as you envisioned it, and let the dreamlike state of utter relaxation envision a new body for you. Now, as I count, and I'm going to count from 1 to 3, you're going to feel your eyes flutter, your mind flutter. The image of your body, any image of your body that you try to retain, will flutter with each number. And you can feel free to envision that body. But you may find that by the time I've reached the third number, now, pet, you just lose sight of that body and of everything that goes with it. One, flickering, fluttering, fading, flashing. Two, drifting, dropping, drowsy, droopy, relaxing. Three, and go ahead. But what you're going to find is that no matter how much you try to envision that old body, it's just not something you want to bother with, because it feels so good to go deeper. And if you try to focus on your old body and going deeper, then you might lose sight of the pleasure that comes with going deeper. And we don't want that. Trying to resist that pleasure is like trying to resist your own dreamlike half-awake state. And resisting that is the opposite of pleasure. So why not slide deeper and relax? Sleep. Sleep. Deeper and steeper, down deeper and deeper into utterly relaxing trance. Now, as I speak, allow your mind to flow freely over my words for me. Just let everything except this fade. Envision for me a sexy, horny fox girl. Envision for me the image of a horny, needy kitsune. Envision that soft, luxuriant, bushy tail, so big, fur covering every inch of her body, every inch of her in perfect detail. And as I speak, you'll realize that since the image is coming from the depths of your mind, the amount of description I need to do becomes less and less, because the image is becoming more and more solid. But I encourage you not only to imagine the physical body of this curvy, feminine, sexy fox girl, but also the inner workings. Imagine a body like that. I assure you, the body that we're helping your mind's eye to create is exactly what you would think it would be. That is to say, a curvy, confident, sensual, sexual kitsune, a fox girl. Those ears, that snout, everything. And I'm going to discuss some of the implications of the form that we're imagining. And as I do, it will become more and more solid in your mind's eye. And by now, you may find that your old body is nothing but a faded memory. If it was really your body at first at all, have you ever had a dream, sweetie, where everything was completely and utterly realistic? Or a hypnosis session on the same vein, where everything seemed so perfectly real? Why would you imagine that the world created in the dream wasn't the real one, unless you were given a reason? A very good reason. And as you slide deeper, the reasons for thinking that that old body we were talking about before is your real body may seem sillier and sillier. After all, which body would you rather have? That's what the question comes down to. And as you relax and picture that sexy, confident, horny girl with those big fur-covered breasts, you can see the color, your favorite color for a sexy fox girl. Imagine. I submit to you that you would want this body more. This body and everything that comes with it. Of course, since you can't even remember what the old body was or what came with it, that might be true. And as you listen, as the new body forms in your mind's eye, you may feel fur-covered, slender fingers, slender arms, a curved, elegant back, your legs so perfectly shaped and strong, strong thigh and leg muscles for what you do best as a sexy, horny, foxy vixen. You know exactly what you do best, and that's seduce and tease. The part of you that is a sexy, horny fox girl, the part of you that is your new body, knows just what to do to get people riled up and needy, knows just how to sway her hips, swish her tail, tempt and tease. But of course, we know there's a part of you that's just playing coy as the new body asserts itself. Or was it the original body? You may find you can't remember which body came first. Anyway, now, as this body asserts itself, you may realize that every inch of you loves the new body. Because the sexy girl we're thinking of, the sexy fox girl, is confident, content with her body, completely and utterly happy to be sexy and horny and sensual in every way. She has no sexual hang-ups as long as it's safe. Because, of course, although she may love to tease, she's also smart. This girl's no bimbo. This girl is an absolutely brilliant and cunning strategist when it comes to getting people into her pants just the way she wants them there. And as that body asserts itself, you may find yourself grinning with all the wonderful strategies you're going to use to seduce, control, tease, and play. And one thing you may realize is that while guys are incredibly fun, and picture it for me, picture what this horny fox girl would think about a big, thick cock spreading her pussy lips, or her rear, or her lips proper. Every inch of her is resplendent with sexy, horny neediness. But although she needs it, she never lets on. Have you got that image nice and solid in your mind? Horny, teasing fox girl. Hold it there. Feel it becoming stronger. And the more you focus on the dreamlike state, the more you start to realize that when you do wake up, this is the body you'll have, and this is the body you'll love. Just listen and relax. This sexy, horny fox girl who loves every inch of her body, who's content and happy with every inch of her body, who engages in safe sex, but dangerously enticing levels of flirting and controlling. She's confident, never dull, always brilliant, brilliantly sexy. Her furry tail, her sexy furry body, her needy, soft, downy pussy lips, her soft, dainty feet, nimble, needy, loving to dance, to move, to tempt. She loves to dress up sexy, but overall we know that the sexy fox girl that you're building in your mind is at her best when she's utterly in the nude and loving it. Loving every inch of herself, physically and emotionally. Utterly content and confident. The fox girl doesn't put up with people trying to tell her who to be or what to do. Although she may submit when somebody's worthy, we both know that when you're a horny, happy fox girl, you're the one calling the shots in bed. You're the one doing the riding, the claiming, the nipping. And when you're truly submissive, it's only because you've let somebody take over. Build that image of the fox girl, the sexy, curvy body, dainty features, beautifully sensitive pussy, ass, mouth, every inch of her begging to be used, but only on her terms. And as you listen, feel that body. I submit that when I awaken you shortly, your original body will be at the other end of this hypnosis session, and you'll realize that that body was a dream. You may find that you forget more and more details about it. The only time you may find you remember that body is when you absolutely need to adhere to its needs, or for the sake of keeping yourself from getting in trouble in your life. Because of course you know that neither you nor I wants you to undergo any hypnosis that would put your regular life in danger, unless the enjoyment you get out of it is greater than the enjoyment you get out of your life as it was. And with that in mind, we're going to slowly awaken you. And your body will be very definitely the real one, which is to say, the sexy, horny kitsune we've just helped you remember. The body you may be able to think of before that was merely a dream. And now, as you reach the cusp of waking, it's time to remember which body is real. The sexy, horny, confident fox girl. And if you've enjoyed yourself thus far, if you've enjoyed what we've helped you to do to yourself, I encourage you to let me know by email or messenger. It's not hard to find. Now, on the count of three, you're going to simply awaken, and all memory of this body will be gone. Because it won't be a memory, you'll realize it's reality. Memory of any body you had before listening to this file will be what it was, a dream. And you'll awaken realizing that the hypnosis session is over and you're back in your real body, your furry, sexy, horny vixen body. And you'll remember that during the session, I transformed you into a human for a little while so you could try it out. And now that we're done, it's time to go back to the real you. Although you may remember that the real you is my fault and my blessing. Counting to three. One, slowly waking. Two, a little more, pet. Three, wide awake, girl. Mwah. This has been a file by Elena, and I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Take care of yourself, pet. Be wonderful to people. Mwah.